So what would you most like to say to a younger version of yourself? That is to somebody just starting out exploring their interests in the fields of consciousness, subjectivity, psychology, philosophy, and the human experience. And if you could go back to the, right. the dishwashing can just starting to write,
right.
would you give yourself some advice? Or?
Well, I do in the novel, Boomeritis, which we're, because Boomeritis is actually written by a 20-year-old named Ken Wilber, as you'll see. The advice comes in the same two categories that we've been talking about sort of off and on during this, which is the relative and the ultimate or the non-dual. And for the ultimate or non-dual, the primary recommendation is take up a spiritual practice and learn to cultivate that awareness, which is not a change of state, which is ever-present noticing through all changes of state, waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. There is that timeless, unchanging presence that is your actual birthright and your original face. And the only way you can recognize that, again, because it's so utterly, utterly simple, the only way you can recognize it is to exhaust all of your other options until literally it's the only thing left staring you in the face. And then you go, shit, that's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been looking at it for 15 billion years now and I didn't quite recognize it. Take up a spiritual practice. It can be Vipassana, Zen, centering prayer, yoga. The shamanic material will work, but you really have to make sure you don't just get caught up in phenomenal passing states.
And a lot of the altered staters.
That's right. A lot of nature mystics and shamanic states come and they go. And that's not the ever-present self. The ever-present self does not come. It does not go. Is fully present right now, and it witnesses these states that come and go. If you just merely get associated with phenomenal states, that's fine, but it's not realization. So you want to, you can do it through shamanic and nature mysticism, but you have to be careful not to merely confuse some gross changing state with the unborn or the ever present. So take up a spiritual practice and make that real, because that's the only thing that will unravel the mystery of life and death and pain. And while you're doing that, then decide what you want to do in the manifest realm.
So that it is coherent and...
Yes, on the way up and on the way down. If you have a little bit more balanced, integral approach in the manifest realm, not only will you be healthier and saner, but once you have had some sort of realization and your realization continues to deepen, you will have a bigger, nicer guitar box to make a more resonant sound when you strike the chords of your soul and spirit. So you want to have, if you're going into business, go into integral business. See how you can have an all quadrant, all level, all line approach to business. It's not that hard. And once you get into it, it's actually fairly simple. It's just I, we, and it, the big three.
Beauty, truth, and goodness.
Art, morals, and science, and so on. I mean, and for that, yeah, you do need to do a little bit of study, and you can start with my books and follow up with, you know, the thousands of other people, past and present, that are working on the integral approach.